Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The breaking news story today, Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier arrested in gaming cases, gambling cases, legal gambling. Sources told ESPN late last night as they broke the story first, and now we have official confirmation from the FBI. Excuse me. Rozier was arrested this morning in Orlando, and then Billups was arrested in Oregon. Also, former Cavaliers player and assistant coach Damon Jones was arrested on Thursday provided inside information about NBA games to co-defendants who used it to play sports bets. And you know, Jeff and I were talking about it in the beginning. It's just like, how easy is it for a player to maybe just say, hey, I'm not playing tonight. Next thing you know, somebody finds out you're not playing. And then all of a sudden, you know, over-unders or the way people bet on games gets skewed. And, you know, now that, you know, we have major corporations that are doing this in conjunction with the leagues, it's real easy to kind of see the trends that happen out there. And we all know this from baseball from over the summer too, that, you know, all of a sudden you see, you know, a pitch that maybe should have, you know, just been a regular pitch. Maybe whoever was doing it did something to make it become a ball or a strike, and all of a sudden you got a prop. I got a feeling that the prop bets, when this is all said and done, are going to have to figure out a way to curtail prop bets. And I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, the gambling or the gaming organizations that are in conjunction with the leagues start dropping prop bets. It seems to me that would be the safest way to do things, wouldn't it?
You got me, pal. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. Hmm. I mean, the prop bets are a great way to legally do this stuff, but they're so, you would think, easily manipulated.
Yeah. It just seems too easy. It's not as, yeah. They're going to win, they're going to lose? Okay, I think we could all kind of.
Yeah, that's what gambling on sports used to be.
Yeah.
And where gambling bad things popped up. You know, hey, we threw the game. Now you can throw a pitch. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like, yeah. I don't know how else to look at this. Anything else, Dan, in the break or anything that's happened?
Nothing. I mean, just more details that's going through this whole thing. March 23rd, Terry Rozier, while playing for the Hornets, let others close to him know that he planned to leave early with an injury. Associates bet more than $200,000 on Rozier's unders, and winnings were delivered to Rozier's home, the indictment alleges. That's kind of the big part of this. They're referring to it as an insider trading saga of the NBA. That is the FBI and the Department of Justice is saying such things. So we'll keep you up to date on anything else.
That doesn't sound coincidental there, does it, Andy?
No. Did you say that the winnings were delivered somewhere? Is that what you said in that last statement?
Yeah, that was according to the indictment.
In the indictment, it's saying that the winnings were sent to Rozier's place of
abode.
Winnings residence? Were delivered to Rozier's home, according to the indictment.
That doesn't sound coincidental.
No, that's not good.
No, that's not good.
Especially for, you know, Northeast Ohio guy. He's Oh, man.
Well, for an indie guy.
Yeah, I know. I know. All right, so...
You know, the thing that we, people who live in the real world, it's hard to fathom is, you make how much money playing ball?
Yeah.
And you got to try and make a little more, huh? Mm-mm. Okay. Okay, good luck.
All right, I'll take one more phone call. If there any more news breaks about this moving forward up, but you know, as we head towards the top of the hour, we have Nick Costos coming in at 11 o'clock here. We'll talk to him,
too. Yeah, we'll talk a little legalized gambling with Nick.
Yeah, and I'm interested to hear what his take is on all this today, too. The mayor's in Brooklyn. Hey, Mayor.
Hey, I want to talk about the Cavs, if that's okay.
I can. By all means.
Hi, Jeff. Hey, first of all, I think one thing we saw last night is Jalen Tyson may not be a PTP-er right now, okay?
Keywords were right now. I agree with you.
Okay, he is not ready to be a starter in this league. They need somebody else in the starting lineup, okay?
Just one game, though, Ken. Just one game.
Jeff, I totally get it. But, you know, I thought the rest of the guys played pretty well. I think that they were complaining this morning about J.A., J.A. needs the ball more. And, you know, he's developed a little bit of a jump shot and a spin move to the basket and stuff. So, you know, don't blame him that nobody got him the ball. And we had this come up last year, Jeff. And
I couldn't agree with you more about this one.
I mean, you got almost a 7-foot guy down there. You got to use him a little bit more.
And agreed, Ken. Agreed.
I just think, you know, Kenny last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
I said things are a little clunky. Yeah, well, when you got three guys out, and by the way, I think Darius Garland said last night that he's a lot closer than Thanksgiving that somebody reported the other day, okay, the way it sounds to me.
So, you know, one thing I didn't like last night, Ken, and this is just being really nitpicky about one game, and Donovan Mitchell was great in the second half. Evan Mobley, after a great first half, took only five shots in the second half. Five shots.
Yeah, he disappeared. Yep. And he and J.A. need to demand the ball.
Yep.
The guards have got to take a step back. I mean, if somebody's on one night, that's fine. Okay? But you got two big guys. And the other thing, too, Jeff, as I didn't understand, is we didn't see any Thomas Bryant last night either.
Yeah, that was interesting, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think Dean Wade played well. Junior played well. Lonzo played decent. There's some, you know, and obviously Merrill played well, okay? And I just liked especially the way Dean Wade played. You know, the last couple of years, Dean's had trouble. He's going to the basket more. He's more active on the court. He's I think his shot's finally coming back. He shot the ball pretty well last night. I just like that kid. And, I mean, they'll get it figured out. You know, not having DeAndre Hunter, I think, really was the key last night. Because, we're having DG out and Strus out, we understand that. But not having DeAndre Hunter, I thought, made a big difference as well.
I agree with you, Ken. I like DeAndre Hunter, and I like his fit with the rest of this team.
I do, too. I think you can tell they missed him last night.
He's a really nice young player. And Jalen Tyson is a guy that, you know, he's second year. Give him, Ken's right. He didn't look really good last night. Give him some time. Two things about Lonzo Ball last night. Hated the fact that all he took were threes, and he was 1 of 7 on threes. He didn't take any other shots. Loved the fact that he got 6 assists. And that's going to be something to watch. I think Lonzo is.
He threw that one rocket into the corner. That one pass.
Yeah, I like Lonzo. I like what he can add to this team because they don't have anything else like him.
They really don't.
He's a unique player for this team, and I hope he can stay healthy, and I hope that he continues to mesh with everybody else. Because I honestly, Andy, he's the type of guy that I think they can really use in the backcourt, and I think it was a really nice move to pick him up if he's healthy.
Yeah, let's get back to the Cavaliers in a second. I just, Dan, there's some more stuff coming in. The press conference is over now, I'm assuming.
Yeah, Director Patel and the FBI have left the podium right now. We've got a couple of cuts. This is directly from the Department of Justice and the FBI, Director of FBI, Kash Patel.
Individuals such as Chauncey Billups, Damon Jones, and Terry Rozier were taken into custody today, former current NBA players and coaches. This is an illegal gambling operation and sports rigging operation that spanned the course of years.
Okay.
Bad.
So far, not good.
Bad.
Well, yeah. It's not going to get a whole lot better.
The FBI led a coordinated takedown across 11 states to arrest over 30 individuals today responsible for this case, which is very much ongoing. Not only did we crack into the fraud that these perpetrators committed on the grand stage of the NBA, but we also entered and executed a system of justice against La Casa Nostra to include the Bonanno, Gambino, Genovese, and Lucchese crime families.
Okay.
Oh boy.
It's starting to sound like a movie script, doesn't it?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy is right. You want one more? You want to keep going here?
I'm in. You could read off the charges for you. That'll make you feel comfortable.
The charges and the arrests that were taken down across this country range from wire fraud, money laundering, extortion, robbery, illegal gambling.
Yep, it's still not getting any better.
Well,
and the NBA has nothing to say. I'm looking at their website right now. Zero.
Yeah.
Zero from the NBA.
Probably better off.
Well, they're going to have to say something.
You've
got to believe the commissioner is going to come out today and say something. Oh, he's got to, I mean.
You know that they've got lawyers upon lawyers upon litigators upon every. I mean, they're going to make sure that this statement is crafted perfectly and every word picked, hand-picked.
You're saying the NBA, not the FBI.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. FBI leading on with, well, the amount of money that was found in this.
The fraud is mind-boggling. It's not hundreds of dollars. It's not thousands of dollars. It's not tens of thousands of dollars. It's not even millions of dollars. We're talking about tens of millions of dollars in fraud and theft and robbery across a multi-year investigation.
Oh, boy, this is not good for the NBA. I want to hear what the NBA has to say at some point here today, so we're going to get to that if that comes up. Nick
Billable hours, baby!
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
podcasts.